Yeah, that was the goal, was to stay healthy, right? Yeah, it's been pretty rough spring training with the sinus infection and the fevers, and just seems like I can never get my feet under me, and you know, lost some weight there for a while, and then with this wrist inflammation, and it's kind of been bugging me for about a year now. So we got a little cortisone action the other day, and I'm feeling good and getting ready to get back out there again.
Well, you say it's bugged you for a year. You didn't have such a bad year last year. How did you play through it?
Yeah, and you know what? I think me losing a bunch of weight with the sickness earlier and keeping the same workload didn't help it. And, you know, I took a couple bad swings, and I felt it kind of lingering for a while, whereas it would go away before. And, you know, it was just one of those things that I wasn't getting better trying to play through it. So I ended up telling them, and we got it figured out. And like I said, we got the cortisone. I'm feeling good and back to full functioning.
All right, Andrew Susak with us, back to full functioning. That's always a good phrase for anyone in spring training. What's up with you in spring training? Has it been, I know the injuries sort of take away from a lot in spring training, but what are you working on? What are you trying to do here in spring training when you do get on the field?
You're just really honestly trying to get comfortable out there and get in a groove again. You know, we take a lot of time off in the off season, and maybe not so much for our team because of the World Series, but you know, coming back out, you're just trying to get your feet under you and find your swing or find your, you know, your rhythm back there behind the plate, getting comfortable catching guys again and getting on the same page. That way you're ready to go come season.
You caught a lot of the young people in camp. Give us a little bit of an update on someone maybe that you said, wow, this guy can bring it.
Yeah, and one of the guys that I was really impressed with was Joan Gregorio. He's you know, got a big frame. He's 6'8", 6'9". He's coming at you with, you know, mid-90s stuff, good off-speed pitches, throws a lot of strikes. I mean, it's really encouraging to see guys like that out there. And you know, with that capability at that age, I mean, he's still pretty young. So it's very fun to catch those guys, especially when they got that type of stuff.
You know, it's funny. You're almost a veteran already. I mean, you talk about players like that. They're just here. Yeah, go out to the mound, give them any advice?
Not really. I just, you know, when... You know, like you said, I don't think I'm a veteran, but I've been to spring training more than them. So, you know, I go out there and just say, hey, it's the same game out here. And there might be a couple more people out here, but show them what you can do because, you know, your time is limited up here. And I know in the past spring trainings, you're only going to get a couple shots to shine and before you're shipped off to minor league camp. So open some eyes while you're here and then do your thing.
Well, I guess Andrew Susak with us. I guess you are in a competition with Hector Sanchez to make the team. Maybe they carry three catchers. How do you feel about that as we head into the last couple of weeks of spring training?
You know, I'm just trying to get healthy. And, yeah, I was really looking forward to, you know, battling him and having a good, fun, clean spring training battle. And right now my main focus is to get back healthy and be ready for the year, not just for spring training. I'd love to make it on the big league club. That's obviously my goal. But whatever happens, happens. I know that's up to management and options and all that good stuff. So, but right now, man, my focus is to stay healthy and keep going 100% before the season gets going.
Great to have you on, Andrew. Nice to see you. And we'll catch up with you this weekend.
All right, Marty. Thank you.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.